And good evening. This is Veronica and Whistle. I present to you my wonderful coalescence of beings, my guides, my angels, my higher self, my higher selves, my past lives, my future lives. Good grief. Because it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Anyway, how are you all doing tonight? I'd love it if you'd call in. I love it when you call in and we really get down and dirty with some real issues. And what we learn is how to change the energy to change your reality. That's a line that came from some channeled books about Arcturians, very powerful books. I think they're called the Arcturian Chronicles, but I love that line. It's one that I kind of indelibly stuck into my heart and soul and all myself. Anyway, this is called Radiance by Design because, as you know, it's what sticks out of your body. What resonance do you have? What is your relationship to the universe and so on? Well, a lot of our subconscious rapport with all of life sticks out of the body in terms of its radiance. What have you learned? What are you learning? Are you sending out vibrations that pull people down? Are you sending out vibrations that literally catch them so they start to move and groove? You're a contributor. We're always contributing to the collective or to the whole of the species. And what sticks out of your body or is it all around your body? That's your contribution. That's where your, that's our media, isn't it? I'm kind of amused by this whole concept of media and electronics and spin and all that, but that's a whole other subject. So tonight what we're going to talk about is the feminine, because as you know, we have gathered through the maybe billions of years, we've gathered an awful lot of reactive energy or belief structure. We've gathered all kinds of programs through probably reaction, experience, aspiration, interaction, media. I have to get that back in, don't I? We've gathered all of these reactions that we then play out in life, and we also attract other people's reactions that are other people's deep subconscious hidden issues that match ours and magnetize one to the other. So we find ourselves so stuck at certain levels of consciousness. But bless the universe and bless the universes and bless life and its changes. And this is 2012. I bet you already knew that. And the frequencies are moving up. The basic frequencies on our planet and in our universe and so on are moving up. They're rising in frequency. And if I were really scientific, I would have found more data to prove that, which I haven't done yet. But maybe my partner will get that for us. But in any case, the other thing I know that happens is that there's, now this doesn't sound scientific on my part, but as an intuitive, these are things that I see and experience and feel and see them imposing their vibrational shift into other people's existence. So what I'm seeing here is a lot of universal downloads. Sometimes these new downloads appear to me anyway as if they're sort of waves, swashbuckling, tsunami-like waves at times. There's a lot of white water of change and vibration coming in through the universes. And then you and I have the opportunity to surf those, to enter those consciously, or to receive them consciously. It's like acupuncture, isn't it? Only it's kind of a lot more variable than that. And it comes in, it moves in through our body, mind, and literally gives us the opportunity to raise our fields and frequencies beyond what the status quo has had for a long time. We've all heard stories that, like if you go back, or if you go just like you are right now, you go back 200 years and people see you, you'll be kind of shimmering to them because you're a futuristic being to them and we're much more high frequency than we used to be. Now, there's another thing about that kind of awareness is that healing-wise, if we can harness or if we can actually gather consciously our awareness of the frequencies that are out there, we can change a whole lot of things about ourselves. We can change the energy, change the reality. I already said it once, right? See why I like that phrase. But the way you can change is you can actually apply higher frequency energies to aspects of your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual selves, really like you're applying a salve or you're applying acupuncture needles or something, and you really get things going, and you can really vibrate at a higher and higher level right now because those fields and frequencies are moving really fast, and you're going to learn to sort of pull them out of the air as if you're a quill. You know, one of those pens that was a feather pen and they dip it in the inkwell. It's kind of like we can dip our intentional desire into the inkwell that's provided, and we can use these frequencies to write a different story for ourselves, to write different relationships, different ways of connecting with people, different ways of releasing ourselves from karmic patterns and so on. It's just a very difficult time at times because it's swashbuckling and change-oriented, and people are smashing up against the rocks of their own past, okay? And the other thing that's really exciting about it is that using your mind and your heart and your intention and your breathing and so on, you can actually move out of that reactive style of being like, oh, Lord, here comes more karma. Instead of just being in the reaction, you can unhook that, raise your fields and frequency, and move above it. My guides assure me all the time that we can literally be done with our karmic energy. You just have to get conscious. What on earth is consciousness anyway? It's ability to wake up, and really see and feel and know where you can take action, where you can unfurl inside, where you could open your mind to being present in pretty much any kind of situation. We learned years and years ago when I was first learning healing, mostly I learned it from my guides and angels, but what they told me is if you go inside and you actually focus on, and you've all heard this, I know, but anyway, they taught me a long time ago that if you go inside and you focus on, for example, abuse energy, and with help, we can get it moving and bubbling and changing and growing, and it moves throughout the body. You notice where it is. You can find out where it pulls and pushes on your organs or your limbs and so on. And slowly but surely, and sometimes fastly but fastly, you could actually move those old programs really, really swiftly. And as I've said to you before, I'm going through the oneness moving the movement, oneness blessing movement, which is a movement coming out of India to help us awaken. And their intention is if we pass on these higher transmissions called dikshas. Diksha is an old word in the Hindu spiritual world and so on. It just means a transmission of high frequency energies. But the way they're doing it now, they pass it on through the head or through the eyes, and then suddenly change the energy, change the reality. People are finding themselves free of programs, of subconscious programming that has been placed in their brain, literally in the physiological brain. And if the transmissions keep coming through, depends how many you get, you can release yourself from a whole lot of subconscious programming. Meaning you wake up, to instead of being a product of what's happened in the past, you become more of a shining new being that can create more of the future. That's the illusion. No, that's not the illusion. That's the dream. And I have found since I started doing it again after dropping it for a few years that many, many old beliefs and attitudes are just sliding out of my brain. And I think that's a really good example. It's like focusing on various things can move them, and focusing energy into denser frequencies, like the brain, can literally open and move it. It's really quite exciting. And more and more people are passing on, whether it's the Diksha movement, the Oneness Blessing movement, or Eckhart Tolle's teachings, or so many, Adi Ashanti, whom I haven't really followed, but a lot of the people I know are really into him right now. But there are many, many major teachers around the world who are emanating and teaching people how to emanate higher frequency energies to move us beyond being a programmed species that can't really get itself out of the dog-eat-dog, greed-oriented hoo-ha. Anyway, this is 2012, and we're always talking about it. Oh, dear, the systems are supposed to break down. Well, are they? I think they are. Now, one more thing I'm going to say before we do our community meditation. Remember, I really love the idea of us being able to evolve into community consciousness again. And one of the things I love doing, and my guides and angels teach a lot, is that on the higher level, you know about working with your higher self, but on the higher level, when we're doing a vibrational, like a meditation, and we're all doing it together, and I don't know where you're all from. I mean, you could be from all over the world. I don't know who we've got online tonight, but in any case, we are creating a vibrational community with our intentional minds, our hearts, and so on. So we are literally creating community that can have a huge impact on the collective consciousness of our species. I love that. So we're going to do a meditation all together. And the other thing I wanted to talk about was the rising of the feminine. We're going to talk about this off and on until it totally rises. Now, I wonder how long that's going to take. Anyway, the rising of the feminine, we've heard that the feminine is going to rise through us all and take its place, balancing out the male-female issues on the planet, the patriarchy and dominance and all of that kind of stuff. And what does the feminine really mean? Well, I suppose we all have a slightly different version, but most of us would agree that it's caring, nurturing, supporting, very, very creative. I think its essence is kind of non-linear. What would you say to that? And well, we'll just leave it at that. It's procreative, of course. Women have babies. The feminine side of a male isn't necessarily going to have babies, but lots of projects and lots of nurturing and so on. And we live in a kind of a greedy time on the planet where a few are going to gather up all the marbles and go home. And there are a lot of people in the middle of this incredible debacle of banks and mortgages and swindling all over the place and derivatives and who knows. I mean, you could probably make a longer list than that. In the middle of it, there are people who are beginning to feel love, compassion, kindness, support, coming up with entrepreneurial projects, coming up with ways of supporting and helping. Look at the charter schools that are coming up where the people that are helping people understand how to raise children, people who are understanding more and more about nutrition so we can feed ourselves better instead of getting caught in the marketed hoo-ha that caused some huge reactions. There's a lot of very, very powerful, mutually supportive, I would say, kind of, well, they're not totally feminine, but kind of a feminine event thing where people want to look after each other. So let's talk about that at the end of our meditation. And in our meditation tonight, we're going to do the sacred geometrics again, which are really a wonderful little ashram that you can carry portably in your amazing mind and in your amazing heart. So you can use it anywhere you go. And it does a wonderful job of bringing you into who you want to become, the affirmative action for you, and for creating projects that you want to create, and for doing healing work. Tremendous healing work can go on in the Galactic Healing Chamber. And we're taking some political stuff in there as well. My dream in the politics world is that we'll suddenly start to recognize the need to have political structures that really are a win-win for people. I don't know if I'm going to still be alive when all that happens, but maybe it'll be next year. Who knows? Let's see. And at the very end of our little meditation, I want you to call in. I want you to tell me how it is in your world. Are you seeing evidence of the feminine on the rise? What else is going on? What suddenly hit me is some people that I've been talking to lately are dealing with kids that are they're transgender, you know, that kind of thing. So gender is shifting around. So I'm saying the rising of the feminine in both males and females, and I'm going, well, maybe this whole transgender thing is a part of that as well. What do you think? We can talk about that later as well. Take a couple of deep breaths. I always love doing this meditation. I feel like I've gone out into the galaxy somewhere, and I'm so pleased to travel. Are you? Let's travel together. Let's see above your head a golden ball, and below your spine another golden ball. And from the upper golden ball, drop a four-sided pyramid. Remember that upper golden ball is about 2 miles up, so you don't have to measure it. Give it a little bit of distance, though. And feel that four-sided gold pyramid dropping down to about waist height. And feel the energy just buzzing around you as that pyramid drops down. And then upside down, the same thing. Its point goes into the lower golden ball. It's a shorter distance. And the two pyramids meet base to base. And as they do, you created an octahedron, an eight-sided figure. Now, if you're in it right now, you can feel it, can't you? I'd like to hear how you experience that. And inside of that, we create a crystal ball with beautiful shimmering colors all through it. Crystal ball and the outside edges of your crystal ball sit against the inside edges of your octahedron. And then inside of that, you're in the Star of David, the three-dimensional Star of David. It's really a star tetrahedron, but just for a fast visual. Let's say a three-dimensional Star of David. And I want you to spin and spin and spin and spin. Oh, I forgot to say we've dropped a filament of very, very bright golden filament from the upper golden ball down through your head, through your spine, into the lower golden ball. So now you're in a star tetrahedron with a gold filament running through your body. And now you're going to spin and spin and spin and spin. Spin and spin and spin. Good. And whilst you do, we're going to see a screen in front of you, a magical screen. And the first section of the screen, create a little movie of what it is you want to become. And I was working with a wonderful healer today who shall remain nameless. And we were discovering that he was going to burst into being able to be consciously multidimensional. That means being awake in different dimensions simultaneously and being aware of it all. And that's what I keep praying for. So I got so excited because as one goes, so can the rest go, right? So what is it you want to become? You don't have to do that, but I just wonder what you want to become. And I also want to come from the heart. So we see ourselves after we've decided what we want to become. We see ourselves kind of shimmering and getting there. And then we hug ourselves, and we're so pleased to have achieved that. Wrap that in light. And then we have the second screen. And on the second screen, what do you want to see? You want to see yourself creating a project of your dreams, whether it's home and family, whether it's a house or a book or a CD or forgiveness, anything you want to create. See all the resources, the people, the time, the place coming together easily and effortlessly so you can create that. And it's full of joy. You just know that it's exactly right. And as it comes to fruition or it comes to completion, see the resources coming to sustain your project and see yourself being so joyful and happy about it. And then wrap it in light. And now you go into the Galactic Healing Center. And the Galactic Healing Center is where you have a beautiful healing table, a nice clean coverlet on it. And then around that, you've got your healing team. These are beings of many dimensions that you've called in that work with you a lot. It's a little like the MAP program. Do you remember years ago there was a book called MAP, and I can't remember what those words stand for, but it was like having a team of beings that you work with in the etheric to achieve healings or whatever it is you want. It's sort of like that. I always leave it open to who they are and who wants to come in. And I see some ET beings, and I see some wonderful guides, and I see some that look like humans and some that look outrageous to me. And the first person that comes in and lies on the table is you, or in my case, me. That's right. We always want to start. It's got to be me first, me first, me first, because you want to keep growing and changing. And if you reach out and you want to help all kinds of people, but you yourself are stuck, then what happens is the whole system collapses, doesn't it? So you lay on the table and you ask for help on an issue that you need help with, or you ask them what it is you need. And then they start working with you. Excellent. And then when you really feel, I mean, you can ask them for advice too, because they'll tell you. Okay. When you really feel good, wrap that in light and move it over to the side. And then you've got to bring somebody in who's not doing too well. Let's see, who is it? All right, so this is a woman. Oh, my goodness, she has some awful, gastrointestinal problems. And she's a little bit heavy, a little bit older, and has had... Okay, so she's had a lot of trials in her life. One of the trials has been a lot of unprocessed abuse. So as she got older, what happened is her belly started to really sag and get bigger. It's very, very, very uncomfortable for her. And she has a few other issues too, spine and so on. So I'm going to have her lie on the table. And I'm laughing because she's very defiant and very stubborn and won't do what she's told. So we could say, all right, be sick then. But I think we're far too magical for that. Let's give her lift her brain and her mind so she can see beyond being limited, okay? So she's lying on the table and they're working away on her. And as they often do, they're pulling something out of her brain patterns. Yeah, remember we talked a bit about the oneness blessing or the Diksha? They're pulling things out of her brain, yeah. These are just old patterns. And her patterns are sort of hopeless. Her patterns are really nobody cares about what my experiences are, so nobody's really going to hear me. Well, guess what, honey? We can hear you right now, and you're on global radio. What do you think of that? And we feel love for you, because the human process is not necessarily easy. Just to release the ways we limit ourselves is a big consciousness issue. There she goes. And now they're pulling things out of her throat as well. They've been stuck there. Now her chest. That's it. Now we're going down to the belly. Okay, so they're saying first they put their hands, so they don't all have hands, but anyway, they're influencing, doing a strong energy to her feet and a strong energy to the top of her head. And others are working with the belly area, the second chakra, to pull out of it leftovers of some really incredible abuse. Yeah. Who are you working on? Are you working on my friend here, or are you working on someone else? It'd be interesting to hear, wouldn't it? Okay, so now what they see is that, all right, there needs to be a lot of weight pulled out of this one. And they're showing that there's a rearrangement of the vertebrae, especially just around the waist. And the guides are rearranging the way they sit and adding some kind of green light buffers between the... There you go. And now let's see how she's doing. Wrap her in light and move her to the side. And now let's bring in another person. We're bringing in someone who's, I'm trying to see who's coming in. Okay, this one is very, very insecure. He's powerful. He's really negative, and the negativity is causing him, I would say alcoholism, sensitivity, propensity in the brain pattern and in the cells. And yet I would say that he was very negative before he got drinking as much as he is. So it's like he took the booze to pound in this feeling of self-esteem and defensiveness about the way the world goes. That's right. So now he's got heart issue. Yeah. And we're going into the brain pattern. Now the healing team is going into the brain pattern. I'm not, but I'm kind of hitching a ride and learning. And they're pulling energy through the brain. Yeah. That's it. And we're pulling a lot of energy through the brain. Okay. And now they're stretching those energies throughout the length of his body. He's a tall man. He has some leg damage from sports and so on. There you go. So they're pulling out, you know, when you've had long-term damage and you're getting older and you haven't done, you know, if you don't do the emotional clearing along with the detox in the body, then it's really hard to keep the pain dulled, isn't it? I mean, you can't just take a whole bunch of pain bludgeoners. You got to pull the stuff out of the body. So we've got this one who had abuse, and now we've got this guy who is stuffing alcohol up against his sensitivities. He's acutely sensitive, loves poetry, he's tough, and he's got a really, he had a very serious broken ankle. That's it. And so that's old pain. So what the guides are doing is pulling sort of these funny strings of pain out of his body. Do you think that's what the string theory means? I don't think so quite. And as he begins to pulse and be a little more feisty, we're going to wrap him in light. There you go. That's it. Wrap him in light and move him over to the right. Okay, now we're going to bring in our political table. And we're going to put on the table. I really want to see, I think, the end of the bloodshed in Syria. Anywhere in the world. Good grief. But let's put Syria on the table. I don't know enough about what's going on politically. I just know from bits and pieces that there's still a lot of irrational, crazy bloodshed going on and a real quest for power amongst people. And so, I thought maybe Bob would have a report, but I don't think so. Anyway, so let's just put Syria in there. And we're seeing rebels, and we're seeing a dictator, and we're seeing questionable influences from other countries. And let's have a very powerful infusion of waking up and of consciousness moving up through the feet and the perineum. The perineum is the flesh between the legs, okay? Into the feet and the perineum of these beings and filling these beings. Any of the beings that you can find, good, that have to do with Syria. Do we have somebody waiting online? Sounds like it. All right. And we're going to infuse as many of the people that are involved in Syria that we've got on our table and anyone else, all the extra people that are satellite involvers, like I think it's several other countries that are involved. There you go. And we're just infusing everyone with the light of harmony. Remember, if you raise the consciousness in people, they tend to react differently. So if they're being violent and you raise their fields and frequency and open their hearts, people tend to not be violent. All right. Okay, there you go. And now we're going to wrap that in light. And we're going to throw the election campaign on the table now. We've already done our political with Syria. We're going to wrap it in light, move it over to the side. But one more thing is let's just put the election campaign on the table, including all the media presentation. And let's infuse it with light and with sound, light and sound and magic consciousness. That we're going to put consciousness in through the media, consciousness in the people that are running. It's not about money. That's not how you decide who's more powerful. It's about who's conscious, and whether it's the voters and whether it's the media or whether it's the people running for government. It's all the same thing. If they're not conscious, they're not going to care that everybody gets their needs met, are they? There you go. Because when we're not conscious, we're very defensive. We're very defensive. We have to look after ourselves because somebody's going to get you, right? So So that's the kind of, I believe that that's a, right there is kind of the crux of what's going on in the shift, where we're beginning to awaken our consciousness enough to see that we're safer sharing for the sake of all people and all life. That's right. Okay, so now wrap that in light, and we'll say a prayer that the evolution penetrates all of the election work as well. And then we're going to call in from above, from the great central sun, a real stream of light and have it run down through the top of your head. Color it. Give it a color of harmony. I like to think of a salmony pink radiant light. What color do you think of? And have it come down through the top of your head, circle around in your heart, and move out through your arms and your hands. And take a minute to pat beautiful, loving lights on the world, on the globe where there's trauma, where there's problems, where there's poverty, where there's sickness, where there's dishonesty, where there's greed, and just keep patting and patting and patting this on the world, where the animals are dying and, you know, trouble spots, you guys. Let's just cover it so that the whole globe is covered with this harmonizing energy. And I want to see the harmonizing energy radiating out to the ET beings that we're all waiting to visit. Well, at least I am. Alrighty, so then we're going to wrap that beautiful salmon light round and round and round the world again, round and round and round the world, and come on back. Alright, and then I think we'll close off the Galactic Healing Center, and then let that light move up through your hands, your arms, your circle around your heart again, move up through your chest and your neck and your head. To the great central sun, have it whisk right around and pop back down through your body, whoosh, right down into the core of the earth. Now you step away from the Galactic Healing Center and jump into your star tetrahedron and start a spinning and a spinning and a spinning until you come into this room with me, our great global room. I want you to call in and tell me how it is in your world right now. What's up? And we might actually be doing some work on the feminine. In fact, I'll give you the numbers to call in. 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I think you knew that, didn't you? So call in and tell me all about yourself. And in the meantime, whilst you do, I want you to think about this. My dear, dear friend, Deb O'Connor, who writes a wonderful astrology column, an astrology, I don't know what to call it, but anyway, she sends out an email that tells you all about what's going on right now, and she's talking about the new moon in Leo. Hang on, I'm reaching something. She's talking about the Leo new moon. And one of the things I loved, it's a really, really nice, look up Love Dog Design if you want to get your own copy. It's too long for me to read the whole thing. But she talks about how the moon, the Leo, brings in love and joy and expansion. And a lot of us, I know some of you have had some really harsh, hot summers, but some of us here have had a lot of rainy weather. And we're really enjoying the warm weather right now. And she's talking about how let me see here. The sun, all that the sun can bring to bear in the human spirit, the heat of Leo, we feel it in countless ways, externally and internally. But what she's saying is in the middle of all kinds of things that are going on and there's breaking up systems and so on, it is a kind of a happy feeling that comes up through the Leo sun. She's saying this is something that's really important because we're talking about the rising of the feminine. I was talking about a lot of things, but that's one of the issues I threw into the mix, right? Anyway, she's saying watch for the signs of little careless reactions in yourself where you feel, this is a really important part, where you feel an exaggerated need for power over some situation or someone. Have you ever noticed that? I think it's very, very conscious when we can get to that point where you have a constriction in your gut and in your chest and somebody's talking about something or someone's succeeding in something And there's kind of an intrinsic competitive issue. Let's see here. So she gives, she's talking about how intense these last few months have been. I have found them swashbuckling, absolute changes right, left, and center. Sometimes too many dramatic changes in any given moment to really sort them all out. Is that how you felt? So she's saying there's a whole bunch of things you can do, okay? Get on your bike and make your way to an outdoor music venue. Dance. Get on your feet and dance. Actually, that's what I do. I have for about 35 years danced to Van Morrison's Wavelength. You think I'd vary it. But it ends up with, I want to walk down the street until I see my shining light. So I have chosen my dance music so that when I space out and really travel out of my mind and my body and my consciousness, I know that the words that I'm singing are really something I want to increase in my subconscious. Anyway, she says here, sing. Get to where there's music and sing. Ride your bike. Make a pie. Make a pie piled high with berries and whipping cream and so on. That sounds like fun. We're just getting a lot of blackberries here and apples. Spend 10 minutes looking and really, really seeing a flower. You'll be amazed, and amazement will give you a quantum leg up. That's true. When we get those really excited reactions, we do boost our consciousness, don't we? Write a sonnet to your cat or rewrite your autobiography. Or if you love to paint or draw, consider your hand as a tool of your heart's eye and allow yourself a half an hour to play with its infinite possibility. If you can get to water, go skinny dipping. Yoo-hoo! We're right on the water here, but I think we're also right on the traffic line, so I'm not sure I'm going to bear my great little vehicle of transformation out there for everybody. But what I wanted to say about all this, there's a little bit more stuff, but I can't really spend the time reading it, but you might want to check it out. Check it out on Love Dog Design, Deb O'Connor. She's a wonderful astrologer, but she's also an editor, and she's very literary and is a terrific writer. So she's worth looking up because she's also adorable. But in any case, what she's saying is take 10 minutes. This is the thing I wanted to get back to. And really look, really see a flower. Remember we talked earlier about, like, if you want to remove a density from your body, mind, you just sit and be with it. It's like really looking at something. So I want to talk about the feminine, and I'm going, you know, if you could play with me here, this is a very short exercise, but you can make it a long exercise, you can make it a multi-dimensional exercise, you can make it a multi-party exercise if you want. But I just thought, you know, I think I've told you that I have a number of clients. Well, isn't that wonderful? I bet you didn't know that, eh? But what I'm saying is several of them, a number of them have said how hard it is to be a woman in the workplace and really be aware of, this is not just in the workplace, but these are workplace people who are in, for example, media or places where you are really conscious of your persona and the role that you play. You're saying it's really hard with the rising of the feminine and the rising of consciousness to deal with competitive things, the kinds of things that have sent us into, like, manipulating one another, going underneath the surface and really undoing one another, gossiping like mad to unhook somebody from the pedestal that they're hanging by their little fingers on. So I thought, you know what's really interesting here? Just try this out, and this helps a lot, trust me, where you're really frustrated with, say there's a woman, you're a woman, or you're a guy. Guys know how to do this too, okay? But a woman is in your life that always puts your teeth on edge, or you feel that kind of intrinsic, competitive, kind of a scary mode, because when we get bitchy, excuse my language for those of you who can't handle that, I don't really know another good word for it, but when you can't trust what's going on, it's not going to be deeply manipulative, or you can't trust yourself not to feel jealous or competitive or not enough because that person is what? Pick a thing. Rich, gorgeous, has a better relationship, doodly-doo. Pick all of these things that writes better than you do, could possibly get a promotion, and then you'll be out of it, and it's because she's got a better hairdo, you think, on some superficial level. You know, all the stuff that we all go through. Good grief. So I want us to, in order to have the rising, for example, of the feminine to balance out the patriarchy, we need to be able to feel those things and not allow them to rule how our behavior is, right? Isn't that what integrity is? And spiritual integrity is really the art of letting ourselves look for the higher in the middle of it all, right? So let's pick somebody. I want all of you to pick someone. And if you're not going to call in, I'm just going to call out to you, aren't I? There's somebody over here on my left. You're out there a little ways, and you've got, I think it's a sister or someone who's close, like a sister, like a stepsister or sister-in-law or something. And in that relationship, there's a really interesting kind of a gut thing. There's something deep down in the gut where you feel like you're not quite safe. Almost like, you know that feeling when your sister might flirt with your man and you feel like, ooh, or with your boss and you know she might scoop your job. Let's pick something kind of extreme like that. Or I see this woman that people don't quite trust her because whatever she's doing is underground, probably manipulative, and she looks really sweet and normal. We've all met people like that, okay? So one of the things we want to make sure we do is we back up and we unhook. So what I want you to do is imagine you're with someone like that. Even if you don't have a sister, you've had some experience with a woman who's going to be subtly manipulative the way we were taught to do for thousands of years, right? And instead of being either vicious or instead of playing the game the way she does, you want to back up and really feel what it feels like. Where is it in your gut? Sometimes it makes you feel in this. I can see somebody who gets this kind of weird sweaty thing around the edge of her temples. Somebody else has got a gut ache, a lower gut ache, and somebody else's heart goes if it's an allergy. I want you to feel what you feel deep down inside when you're disquieted by the arrival of or the presence of someone that you cannot trust, and it's on the negative side of the feminine, you know, meaning the manipulative side or the survival issue that we all had to go through. Because remember, it wasn't that long ago that if you didn't have a partner and you were a husband, you couldn't really have an income, right? Now, that wasn't 100% true, but it was kind of true for a lot of women. So there was another thing. Oh, goody, you've called in. I just finished this thought. There was another thing about, I forget what I was going to do. Okay, just finish the feeling. Wrap yourself in light, finish the feeling, and then command total release. But I'll tell you, the final thing is that if you sit and just stare at her and stare at her and stare at her in your mind's eye, you're going to find a deep release. You're going to find a release from that cord that goes between your survival issue and her. So you're on the air. Thank you for calling in. Hello, hello.
Hi, Veronica. My name is Kay.
Hi, Kay. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I don't know where to start. I was just gonna see. I don't know if you could give me some insight. I've just been having a challenging time for probably, I would say, the last several years. You know, maybe my whole life. but it's just it's. I guess I've been on this path of like awakening and sobriety, and it's like the farther along I get in my journey, it's like the more difficult it becomes.
Tell me what your age is, because it's hard to get time.
I'm 45.
Okay, good. All right, keep going. I understand already, but keep going. We have a bit more to say before I can be astute.
I guess I don't know where even to go with it. I'm just having a hard time, having a difficult time working. I'm having a difficult time functioning. I think a lot of it is old. I don't know what it is.
Did you do your menopause yet?
Well, I think my monthly cycles are changing a little bit.
Yeah, I think so, that's part of it.
I don't know if I'm in like a pre-menopause.
You know what's really interesting about UK is that there's a, it's funny, you're going to really honor your change in a short while, because there's a part of you that is finally letting go on, I would say, more of a spiritual level of a lot of, I would say to you, practice releasing identity, because you've got all kinds of funny flotsam and jetsam from ways that you thought you should be. And there's not a very clear picture underneath it of who you are. So you could say that the core of your being is kind of like a volcano. It needs to blow up through so that you can get in touch with the essence of your being. And you're not free enough yet to do that. So there's a little battle going on in you. And I want to say that you're a really, really good person. And that what this does is it keeps you mentally and emotionally a little disheveled and a little unsure, no matter what you're doing. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to change. You're going to find yourself emerging in probably before you get to be 50, and you're going to be emerging in a rather interesting way, a new way to be. Like you're going to be changing your job, for starters. What's your job?
I'm a massage therapist.
Well, honey, you're going to
I've always been in the...
Go ahead.
Pardon? You go
ahead. You said you've always been in the... Well, you said massage therapist, and I'm going, but you're going to be doing something that is vibrational and is going to include teaching, speaking... expanding, you're going to find that the frequency that you have right now is being jostled by, you know, it's like we have spirals moving up through the core of our being. And who you are and identities that you've held are being jostled by a very, very deep change. And boy, I love what's coming up for you. I love it. You're going to expand. And I would take some, I would look up some brain chemistry, amino acid stuff if I were you. And help your beautiful brain balance itself out while you go through huge changes. Because in these changes, there's a deeper level of yourself that wants to come up and move into the world with a whole different alacrity, with a whole different reason for being. It's really very beautiful, but it's very dramatic. So you haven't finished breaking apart the old way yet. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
If you lie,
do you know when it will get like
easier?
Like on a what?
You said, do you know when it will get? Do you mean easier?
Yes. Because right now I'm having a difficult time making it through a work week. Some days I just don't have. I'm a very athletic, you know, strong person, and I work out, but I binge eat on sugar. I don't know what it's like. It's the only thing that can calm me down sometimes energetically, and I know it's probably not good. And then sometimes I just don't even physically have the strength to give massages, or I'm feel mentally unstable. I'm just all over the map, kind of. I did have a dream the other night that told me something about to start taking some beta carotene, so I started taking that. I don't know if that would be like one of the amino acids that you're talking about that would be helpful.
You know what I want you to do? Where do you live? Are you in America or in Canada?
I'm in America, in Iowa.
Oh, okay, good. Not good, because I don't care which country. I'm just trying to pinpoint where your access to stuff is. But there's a book called Magnificent Mind at Any Age by Daniel Amen. Have you seen him on TV, on PBS ever?
No.
Okay, well, what that book and Hyla Kass's Natural Highs or 8 Weeks to a New Vibrant You, they're both about amino acids for aspects of your mental balance or your mental evolution. Both of them are really good. And another one that's really good is Eric Braverman's Edge Effect. So what I'm saying to you is get into a little bit of, but your clients will love this as well, get into a little bit of brain chemistry. For example, there's things in there about sugar, and you said you were in sobriety, and there's a whole thing about L-glutamine and the brain and sugar and alcohol and stuff. You know, I look at you and I go, honey, you're clearing, you're doing a good job of clearing or breaking up patterns that have kept you identified as this, that, or the other. And your deep inner is trying to emerge out of it. One of the things that sugar does that helps is it turns, it makes things yin instead of yang. I think you know that. And then it's easier to emerge, but it usually can throw us into a wobbly so that we don't just emerge, we fall all over the place, right? So don't make yourself wrong. Just find a better way to do it, because I know, Kay, that what's coming up for you, and you're in transit. Say that after me so that you can believe in yourself a little more. And when you get a hold of some of this brain chemistry stuff, you will change. And you're listening to somebody right now who's really been through it. So I know what I'm talking about from more than one level. And the amino acids are not that complicated. You know, especially in these books, they'll just... The Edge Effect is really good in that he breaks it down to this lobe of the brain when it's dysfunctional creates this huge syndrome. And this lobe of the brain when it's dysfunctional creates this list of syndromes. And it really helps. And you go, oh, I need this for this one and I need this for this. And it's really relatively easy to kind of start shoring yourself up. Don't make yourself wrong. You're doing the right thing. You're breaking apart all the ways that you adapted. And you don't want to adapt. You want to be in your shining light, you see. And I have to go because my time is up and they're going to hook me off the stage.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your time and your input.
And you know what I appreciate about you is that you let me talk about these intimate aspects of yourself right on global radio. But this conversation, I know, served a number of other people who are listening. So I'm grateful to you.
Well, thank you, and I really appreciate your show and your meditations.
Oh, thanks for that, Kay, and take care. Keep us posted. You got something to report to us
okay.
In a while, I'm sure. Good night.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. Holy mackerel, aren't we all growing and growing? And that was a very feminine call, wasn't it? Emerge out of her pattern and nurture herself into greater, because she is a nurturer. My next interview on Tuesday night is going to be really exciting. It's Elias. He was on a while ago. He's an astrologer, a very transcendent astrologer, and he talks a lot about death or the other side because of channelings that he's received about the process of his wife who passed. He wants to talk about that, and he also has some up-and-coming classes, not just about dying, but about astrology and solar astrology or transcendent astrology. He's got a whole lot going on. And I found him very, listening to him or interviewing him really kind of opened some aspect of me. You know how we talked about radiance? Some of it moves. If you hit the right people, you get moved. He's one of those guys. Tune in 8 o'clock Tuesday night. So, and stay tuned to the top of the hour for Jackie Salvitti, ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. Always a wild ride through the levels of consciousness with her wonderful team and Jackie's humor. And then if you want to be in touch with me, questions that you need to ask, sessions that you want to have, suggestions for guests or whatever, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com, no H in Entwistle, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. That's me, and who are you? Good night and many, many blessings.